this one was joined with one of the older houses. It was joined with a porch that joined the kitchen and dining room. Hmm. We didn't have any, no bathroom in it.
Mm-hmm. This?
This was a porch. It was uh-huh. covered over here.
Was there a porch out
yeah.
here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'd have the, what, you sort of describe where these rooms are then. The porch is south and then the...
Yeah, put south out here. Let's see, west. East. How's that?
Okay, so what, this room was a...
Living room.
That was in the southwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a...
Bedroom. This was a little enclosed porch, and then there's a little short porch here that joined the mm-hmm. kitchen. And the dining room off out here.
And the kitchen was northwest and the
That's
dining
right.
room was northeast.
Uh-huh.
Did you used to call this a living room or
mm-hmm.
did older people have another name for it?
We always called it a living room.
Okay.
It got to be modern. <So that.
laughs> And this porch here, did you have a special name for that?
No, we didn't.
You ever heard anything like dog trot or dog run or?
Mm-mm, I never heard them call it anything
okay.
else for that.
And you lived in this house for most of the time you were growing up?
This up until, I guess about 59.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, at that time we had changed it some and it was, you know, rearranged it and a little more modern in some ways, but electricity and all that, but first back during World War II and all, we didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
There's no power out here at all. And then way back years before that, they used carbide lights, and it was fixed for carbide lights in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you much about that because that was way back, you know. The Roddenberrys over there, they used carbide lights. And even in the house that they're living in now, so they might be able to tell you a little more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did see them working, really.
How did you get... How was your house heated?
Fireplace. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Tell me about the parts of the fireplace. You said that the thing that the smoke goes up through, you'd call that the...
Chimney.
Okay. What about on a factory? A similar thing like that at a factory?
The smokestacking.
Okay.
Is that what you want to say?
And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Okay. And the things that you set the wood on?
The andirons.
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Fire dog.
Okay. Is that what your parents said? Or?
Mostly, yes. Fire dogs. Mm-hmm.
What about, say, the thing up at the top?
The mantle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an old-fashioned name for that?
I don't know of anything.
Fireboard or
mantelpiece
or
mantel
shelf?
The mantle, about all we ever called are mantelpiece, as you said.
Okay.
And nothing else. I never heard it referred mm-hmm. to it any other name, by any other name.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, people used lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, light wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to start a fire with that, but all you've ever heard of around here, anybody was lightered, referred to as lightered.
What is a lightered exactly?
It's comes from a pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's. I really don't know what name you'd go by, what it's used for. It's just preserved, you know, with the tar, the turpentine in it,
mm-hmm.
that preserves the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it never rots.
Mm-hmm.